Hare Krishna. Today we are going to talk about the qualities of Lord Ram, because Ramayana is just coming nearer and nearer, and we will be discussing some divine qualities of Lord Ram. The whole board is full of 16 qualities. And it might be a bit difficult for everybody to know. There isn't any sloka that I have got in my mind. But these qualities of Lord Ram, we will discuss them. And actually today we are going to be swimming in two different types of oceans. One, we will swim into the qualities of Lord Sri Ram, because his appearance is coming. And today is the appearance day of Shripad Ramanujacharya. So we are going to be swimming in his pastimes. So we will be swimming in two oceans of nectar. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Scha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vatam Tam Sajivam Sadvatam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Ladita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopise Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishapanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha kalpa taru bhascha kripa sindhu vya eva cha patitanam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namanamah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasa Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So Ramayana, the glories of Lord Ram is very unique, because the way Lord Ram appeared and the way he performed his pastimes on the planet Earth, it's quite amazing. I find it amazing. Lord Ram gave us a way of how to live by his conduct, the way he performed his pastimes. And Lord Krishna gave us Bhagavad Gita. So we can follow Lord Krishna's instructions, but we can follow Lord Ram's way of life. And in Ramayana, there are 24,000 slokas. I mean, there are 100,000 slokas, but they were divided. So on our earth, we have 24,000 slokas, and they are divided into 7 khandas. Like Srimad Bhagavatam has 12 cantos, Ramayana has got 7 khandas. And each khand has got different activities of Lord Ram. In Balya Khand, there is not much about Lord Ram, because he did not perform that many childhood leela like Krishna did. Therefore, we are in Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, and in Chaitanya Leela, Lord Chaitanya showed his Shaktipuj Swarup to who? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And we have got the beautiful picture of Lord Chaitanya showing that Swarup. And it shows that there are none of them, they are non-different. There are three, but all are in one. In tattva, they are one. In rasa, there is a lot of differences. But when we think about the tattva, the Vishnu tattva, they are same. And like apples, mangoes, oranges, they all are from the same fruit. They are from the fruit family. But the rasas are different. So what are the different rasas? Lord Vishnu, when we think about Lord Vishnu, we can only serve him in opulence, in awe and reverence. We cannot have any other relationship with him. Can anybody say if we can have another relationship with him? It's always awe and reverence. His worship is precise, on the time. Everything has to be on time. Everything has to be opulent. And that's how Lord Vishnu is. And Lord Vishnu never asks help from his devotees. On the contrary, he helps them. He became Kurma, he became Matsya. Devotees would go to him, demigods would go to him for help. So that is that rasa, dasya rasa only. Then comes Lord Ram. Lord Ram is straight, nothing, there is no, there is, Ram's character is faultless. There is nothing we can say that we cannot follow. Hence, with Lord Ram, there are three types of rasas we can have. Can anybody tell me which rasas are they? Dasya ras, yes. Yes, Hanumanji, Shabri, Dasya ras. And then Vatsalya ras, his three mothers, and Dasharatha Maharaj. And Sakya ras. Who was he friends to? Who offered his friendship to? Sugriv. He offered his friendship to Sugriv and Vibhishan. So it still is very rare. You can't just go and build up that relationship with him. Whereas with Lord Krishna, all five rasas, you can worship him with all the five rasas. So these are the difference in the rasas. And 1,000 sahasra nam of Lord Vishnu equals to 3 nam of Lord Ram. And one name of Krishna, 3 names of Lord Ram equals to 1 name of Lord Krishna. So that's why Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas are put a lot of emphasis on worshipping Krishna, because just by saying Krishna, you have said Lord Ram's name 3 times and you have already done Vishnu Sahasranam. So that is the potency and that is the rasa. And Ram appeared in Treta Yuga at midday, Krishna appeared in Dwapar Yuga at midnight, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Kali Yuga at sunset. And Lord Ram is a perfect human being. His pastimes was of a perfect human being. And Lord Krishna's teachings is perfect. And Lord Chaitanya gave us the love of God. The bhakti of Krishna, Radha and Krishna, was given to us by Lord Chaitanya. That's why Lord Chaitanya is more merciful than Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna and Lord Ram, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahavadanyaya. He's the most merciful, the most fallen. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a lot of followers of Lord Ram in his Leela. There were a lot of followers. That's why he showed this form to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Rup and Sanatan Goswami's brother Anupam, he was staunch Rama Bhakta. And Rup and Sanatan Goswami asked Anupam that, "You are Ram Bhakta, fine, but can you chant Mahamantra? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare." They gave him instructions. Sorry, I said half a mantra, isn't it? Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, he said, "Yes, fine, I will do that." But in the morning, he came to these two brothers and said, fell down at their feet and said, "I beg your forgiveness. I cannot chant Krishna's name. I can only chant Ram's name because Ram is my Ishtadev. What can I do? My tongue just wouldn't chant except Ram." So they both went to Lord Chaitanya and said, "This is the case. Our brother is not willing to chant Krishna's name. He's so dedicated to Lord Ram." So Lord Chaitanya said, "Glorious is the Lord who never gives up on his devotees. And the glorious is the devotee who never gives up the lotus feet of his Lord and Master." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually glorified. So now we'll come back to Lord Ram, Ramayan. Why these qualities? What is 16 qualities? Did Ram only have 16 qualities? He has unlimited qualities. If we start to count, we can never count. Because there are so many, we will be counting for eternity. And if we start counting his bad qualities, we will never be able to count because there is none. Whereas for us, if we start counting our good qualities, we can never count because there are none. For me, particularly, I can say. But if we start counting our bad quality, then we can't, because there are so many. So this is the difference between jiva, conditioned souls, and the Lord. So 16 qualities are the prominent ones. They are the principal ones. These 16 qualities we can follow to enhance our own life. So at one time, Narad Muni came to Valmiki Rishi after Valmiki Rishi had performed so many austerities. And during the discussion, Valmiki Rishi asked Narad Muni that Konvismi... Okay, well, this is going to be difficult. Konvismina... Konvismane sanya praptam loke... Guna vakyasya viryavan dharmagnasyascha krutagnascha satya vakyo dradhavritaha charitrena chako yuktaha sarvabhuteshu kohitaha vidvanakascha samarthascha kashyaika priyadarshanaha atmavanakoho chitakrodho dyuttimanako nosuya kasya vibhati devasya jata rosya sanyuttahe. So this slok is in Ramayan, in Valmiki Ramayan. And Narad Muni heard this from Valmiki Rishi. So he's asking that in this time, is there any person in this world present who has got all these qualities? So these qualities are on here, and we will discuss. Giving us time, we will see how many we can go through, because we have to talk about Ramanujacharya as well. So these qualities, Valmiki Rishi asked Narad Muni. Now when Narad Muni went to Lord Vyasadev, Vyasadev asked Narad Muni, he talked about his anxiety after creating so many literature. And Narad Muni said that, look, you haven't talked about the Lord, the Lord's glories. And what appeared from that? Srimad Bhagavatam. So Valmiki Rishi asked the same question to Narad Muni. And what appeared from that? Ramayana. But Ramayana is such a vast subject, so we will condense it into these 16 qualities of Lord Ram. So the first quality is Gunavan. Gunavan kasyacha. So what is Gunavan? Can anybody tell me what is Gunavan, Prabhuji? What is the meaning of Gunavan? Yes. Yes. And it's Shilvan. Gunavan is Shilvan. When somebody has been talked about that this personality is a Shilvan, means that person has got all the good qualities. Because their shield, their persona, their, it's not external, it's internal. How they are internal comes out in external. And Saushilya. Saushilya means that he's got unlimited good qualities. And he's friend to everybody. He doesn't discriminate. So all the good qualities are in Lord Ram. Can we find any bad qualities in Lord Ram? No. None. No. Can we find any bad qualities in Lord Krishna? No, we can't. But there is always a little tag of war going on between Vaishnavas who are worshippers of Lord Ram and Vaishnavas who are worshippers of Lord Krishna. When I was a child, we used to have this because I grew up in the household where we were Ramayana all the time. And there used to be talk sometimes between, not me, I was only a little one, but among the elders, that your Lord Krishna, Rama Bhakta would say that your Lord Krishna, you know, he had no morals. He stole makhan, he stole the clothes of gopis, he ran away from the battlefield. And he married so many wives. So what character your Krishna is? So Ram Bhaktas used to say like this, that hang on, Lord Ram had all the good qualities. He was ekapatni vrat. He did not look at anybody. He was perfect in his conduct. And Krishna's devotees would then say that, yes, you're right, but Lord Krishna, all his 16,108 queens had individual palaces to live in, and they all lived in opulence. Whereas Lord Ram, he sent his one patni into the forest. So this tug of war used to go on, and it was quite sweet. It wasn't, there wasn't any animosity, but it was a sweet talk among the devotees. So that is first quality. The second quality is Viryavan. Now, Viryavan is courageous and powerful. And Ram was trained by two personalities. And who are they? Vishwamitra and Vasishtha Muni. Yes, and Ram killed few demons. One was Taduka. The first demon he killed was Taduka. And what does Taduka represent? Taduka represents avidya, ignorance. So when one starts walking on the path of bhakti, the ignorance has to be tackled first, avidya. And that's why association of devotees, sadhu, shastra and guru are very important for us to make any advancement in our spiritual path. And then he killed Subahu. Now who is Subahu? Subahu is our past sinful action, sinful activities, what we have collected from thousands and thousands of lifetimes. And we have come on this planet with those baggages. We might not see them, but they are with us. But shelter of taking sadhu, shastra and guru, these sinful activities would go. And Srila Prabhupada says that by staying in these three, in between these three, sadhu, shastra and guru, you will achieve the love of God and eventually go back to Krishna, back home. And then Ram eventually killed Maricha. Because Maricha, for a first instance, Ram did not kill him. He just, with his arrow, he threw him so many yojans away. So what does Maricha represent? Anybody's got any idea? Maricha represents our past desire, our desires. We come into Krishna conscious, we chant our rounds, we do everything, we tick all the boxes. But until and unless we have dealt with our inner desires, it becomes external. That's why in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meets Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and the discussion is, if at every level Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, go a bit deeper, go a bit deeper, go a bit deeper. This is external, this is external. So when we are on this path, I may come across to you a very good devotee, but only I know what is my bank balance. Isn't it? Only we know. Externally we all may look super, super duper, but who are we actually? We have to look at ourselves. And in my recent years, what I have started doing is every night before I take rest, I have some sort of a mental thinking that what is my gain and what is my loss? That where am I and where I want to be? What did I do that was good today? And what did I do that I could learn from today? So it's very important for us to do that. So that is Viryavan. Only a courageous person would be able to do that. Doesn't mean I'm courageous, I'm trying to follow. So, and the third quality, divine quality of Lord Ram is Dharmagna. He followed his dharma 100%. When he was asked to go to the forest by his father, his mother said that you're only listening to your father, you don't take my instructions, I want to come with you. And he said, Mother, a woman should never be away from her husband. So you should never be away from your husband. So mother said, but then what about me? What about my instructions to you? And Lord Ram said, yes, tell me, what would you like me to do? And mother said, that look, I want you to stay here in Ayodhya. I will convince Kaikai that Ram, let Bharat be the king. But you stay in Ayodhya. And Lord Ram said, Mother, you are asking me not to follow my father's instructions. That is not dharma. Raghukul rita sadachali aaye, prana jau par vachana na jau. So how can I not follow Pitru vachan? So he followed dharma precisely as a son, as a brother, as a king, as a friend, as an enemy, as a husband, as a disciple. We will not go deep into that because I'm very aware of the time. And the fourth quality is Kritagya. Now, what is Kritagya? This is where my mind and my heart stops. Kritagya. Does anybody know what is Kritagya?
Bound by duties.
Gratitude. Yes. Gratitude is the jewel of a devotee, of anybody, especially the jivas who are trying to be devotees. The gratitude is the most important crown that they can wear. And Ram was gratitude to Hanumanji for finding Mother Sita. And what did he say? What did he give in return? He said, Tum mama priya Bharata sambhai. That because you did so much to me you are like my brother. To a little squirrel, when they were building that bridge, the big monkeys and big vanaras, they were bringing big, big stones. And this little squirrel, like a mosquito like us, didn't know what to do. So going into the sea, making itself wet, going into the sand, rubbing the body, then going to the stones and rubbing the body in between the stones, thinking that this sand will help to join. And Hanumanji became very annoyed. Aren't we like that? If we are doing some project, if we are doing some important work, and if somebody comes, we say, hey, go away. I'm busy. Can't you see? You are disturbing me. I have done many, many times. But what did Lord Ram do? Ram was watching, so he called Hanumanji and said, come here, Hanumanji. Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanumanji ki jai. Gaur Nitai ki jai. So Ram got the squirrel, put the squirrel on his lap, and with his three fingers, Ram went like that on squirrel's body. So when you go to India or even here, sometimes you see squirrel, it's got two markings. And Lord Ram said, you are serving me according to your ability. And this little one is serving me according to its ability. It's not how much you are doing. It's how you are doing. So Ram is Kritagya to everybody. To Vibhishan, he gave, before even killing Ravana, he gave Vibhishan the kingdom of Lanka and he addressed him as Lankesh. And when Lakshman questioned Ram that what will happen if Ravan came tomorrow and agreed that, okay, you take Mother Sita, now you have given this kingdom to Vibhishan, what would you do? Lord Ram, what do you think Lord Ram said? Anybody's got any idea? Yes, Lord Ram said, don't worry, I will give the kingdom of Ayodhya to Vibhishan. That much of a gratitude. So if we show a big gratitude for minute service anybody does for us or help us, our life will become sublime. Otherwise, what we do? Do we ever appreciate what people do? When we go to somebody's house, when we meet somebody, how much do we appreciate? Say, for instance, we go to somebody's house for prasadam, and someone has forgotten to put salt in the sabji. What would you do? What would you do, Prabhuji? You wouldn't say, yeah. Yeah, we would ask that, hey, Prabhuji, there's some. Can I have some salt? We might be very, very pleasant, but we would say, can we have some salt? We just wouldn't eat it. Yeah, but like Govinda Prabhu says, If you just accept it as it is, then we don't put that person under any anxiety. I want to tell you something about my life here. When I was just engaged, I went to my in-laws' house. I don't want to go into deep story, but I was there for a few days. Then my parents and all the entourage came to pick me up, and it was about 200 miles away from where we were. And they all came, and what do we first do in Indian household? Tea. Chai Devi Namastubhyam, right? We give tea to everybody. So aunties made tea. And when the tea was served to men first in the sitting room, the elderly, they asked my father that you take tea, because he was the main guest, father of the bride. So my father took the tea and he drank, didn't say anything. Then other elders drank, and grandfather looked and said, "There is salt in the tea." Because they had forgotten salt and sugar look similar. And you know, from that I have learned to live in three conditions. Everything is fine. I would deal, everything is okay. And everything is tasty. Doesn't matter what. Because if we develop that type of an attitude, we can live with gratitude. Otherwise, we would be doing like this, isn't it? The chapatis are thick. This person can't make round chapatis. This person can't make right. Our life will become like that. So we have to learn how to be kritagna. And we can learn that from Lord Ram. His fifth quality is satyavakyo. Ram has never spoken lies. I'm not going to go into Krishna Leela, but Ram has never spoken lie. His sixth quality is dradavrataha. Dradavrata means he's very staunch in his vows. Ek patni vrat. Pitru vachan. Even when Bharat came to take him back to Ayodhya, he gave him his charan paduka. He did not go. He was staunch to his vows. His seventh quality is charitrena. Charitra means, what is charitra? His character. His character is faultless. We cannot find any fault in Lord Ram's charitra. I'm going a bit faster because I want to complete the 16 qualities, if it's okay. His eighth quality is sarvabhuteshu kohita. He's mindful of others' abilities. When we go to somebody's house, if they are super rich and give us prasadam into silver plates, unlimited varieties, we become very excited and we praise those people. But equally, when we go to somebody's house who can only offer us one sabji and chapatis without ghee because they are so poor, will we be able to show our sarva bhuteshu kohita on the same value? How did Ram do? He went to Nishad Raj in jungle, Adivasi. He went to Shabri, being the king of Ayodhya. Never had walked in the jungle. Yet he went and he made friendship with Nishad Raj. He went to Shabri. And what did she give him? That boar, half eaten. She was tasting them and giving them. But Ram, he looked at her heart, her service, her love towards him. Jatayu. Sarva bhuteshu kohita towards Jatayu. Sugriv, He promised Sugriv that I will save you from Vali, Vibhishan. And none of them came from a higher class, caste. Nishadraj, Shabri, they were Bhil. Jatayu was a bird. Sugriv, a vanar. And Vibhishan from a daitya, demon dynasty. And his ninth quality is Vidwan. He applied knowledge in his life. We do have knowledge. We accumulate knowledge. We study so much. We accumulate. Our brain is full of all these chips. But when we apply and when we live, it's one thing to read, it's another thing. Second level is to study. And the third level is to understand what we study. But the highest level is application in our life. If we apply that in our life, that sarva bhuteshu kohita, if we apply in our life, then that vidya becomes suvidya. Otherwise it becomes a burden of ego. His tenth quality is samartha, able to do anything. Ram is able to do anything. With a blink of an eye, with his thought, he could have killed Ravana. But he took the help of ocean, Sagardev. He took help from the Vanaras to build the bridge. He seeked help from Sugriv. By doing this, he showed his humility. He was high, mighty and powerful, but he showed his humility by seeking help. Srila Prabhupada, he could do everything, but he sought help from his disciples. And his 11th quality is Priya Darshanaham. When we look at Lord Ram, he is so handsome. He is so grave. There is nothing about Lord Ram that we would not fall in love with. His 12th quality is Atmavan. He is self-composed. He is never, ever disturbed by the happiness or the sadness. He was happy a night before when he was going to be coronated next day. He was equally happy when he was asked to go to the jungle. Same. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, isn't it? Marta spashtestu kuntaya sitoshana sukha dukhada agama pyaino nityashtamastiti keshava bharata. So, I'm self-composed. His 13th quality is jitakrodha. He's the controller of his anger. He calls the anger when it's needed and sends it back. With us, our anger is all the time with us. We are like live wire. Something happens, somebody looks at us and says, what are you looking at? Why are you giving me that look? Isn't it today's norm? We can't even look at our children. If you look at them sometimes, they say, Mom, why are you looking at me like that? What have I done? What did I do? Who has experienced this? We all do, right? So, Jitta Krodha, controller of the anger. His 14th quality is Dyutiman. He's grave. He's so grave. He never ever is disturbed by anything. Dyutiman. And his 15th quality is Ko Ansuyakaha. That means he's not envious of anybody. He's got no reason to be envious of anybody. And his 16th quality is Devabi Bhatpyati, that even demigods are frightened of him. under certain circumstances, even demigods are scared of him. So the lessons we can learn from Lord Ram's qualities are that we must have compassion in our life. Without compassion, our life is nothing. Because daya dharma ka mool hai paap mool abhiman. So the root of our bhakti starts from compassion. And be happy in every situation. At least try. At least we can develop that quality to deal with calamities in a positive manner with the association of devotees, sadhu and shastra. And be grateful for little things somebody does for us. And not externally. Externally we might bow down and say all nice words, but genuinely be grateful. And the most important thing is that apply the knowledge in our life. Accumulation of knowledge is amazing. Understanding the knowledge is better. And application of the knowledge is amazing in any human's life. So these are the 16 qualities of Lord Ram. Sri Ramachandra Bhagwan ki. I apologize because I really rushed. I could have just carried on with few qualities, but I'm being greedy. I wanted to talk about and know all these qualities so I can apply them in my life. It's 8:30. What time are we going to finish? Sorry? Yes. They are in Valmiki Ramayana. It's in the first part of Valmiki Ramayana, 113, something like that. Who's wrote the book? It is Valmiki Ramayana. There are not many books written by ISKCON. Yes, yeah. No, I have got Valmiki Ramayana at home, but and it's in Gujarati. Yeah. No. So how long we have? Because now today is the appearance of Ramanujacharya. So it's 8:30. Another 10 minutes. Okay, Ramanujacharya, Sripadyam Ramanujacharya ki jai. So. The appearance of great personality like Ramanujacharya. I mean, there are four prominent sampradayas, isn't it? Sri And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says that the material world is like an andhakoop, like a dark well. And there are four ropes in the dark well. And we can climb, if we hold on to any of these four ropes, we can climb up. Eventually we can come out of this andhakoop. And these ropes are these four sampradayas. And they all come from Krishna. And Sri Sampradaya comes from Lakshmi Devi. I'm going to just skim it because you have given me 10 minutes only. So Ramanujacharya appeared in 1017. So in 2017 it was 1,000 years of his appearance. So he appeared then. And he appeared in South India, and the place is called Sri Parambridhu. Has anybody been there? Yeah, I've been there. It's beautiful. And the father's name was Keshavacharya, and the mother's name was Kantimati, Srimati Kantimati. And they both performed a severe austerity to the Lord Lakshmi Narayan, asking that please grant us a son who will deliver the world, who will be a Param Vaishnava, who will be a good Vaishnava to you. And listening and taking the austerity, the Lord sent his partial expansion. And who is this partial expansion? Is Lakshmana. Lakshmana. Anantadev. And who is the first expansion? Is Balaram. Lord asked him to appear in the womb of Kanti Devi. And Kantimati's brother Shailapurna, who was a sannyasa disciple of Yamunacharya, when Ramanujacharya was in his mother's womb, he told his sister that when this child is born, you give him the name Ramanuja. Now, what is Ramanuja? Ram Anuja. Ram is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anuja means younger brother. And who is Ram's younger brother? Who is Anuja? Lakshman. So that's therefore his name. He was named Ramanuja. Ram Anuja. And Ramanuja never ever discriminated in the caste system. In India, even where I was growing up, it was caste system was so staunch. Brahmin caste wouldn't go to this, and it was quite distressful. And he rejected caste system. And he was equal to everyone. If anybody can open up Srimad Bhagavatam, 333.7, there is a sloka there. Has anybody got? Can somebody say the sloka, please?
Should I read the English?
However.
Oh, how glorious are they whose tongues are chanting your holy name, even if born in the families of dog-eaters. Such persons are worshipable. Persons who chant the holy name of your lordship must have executed all kinds of austerities and fire sacrifices and achieved all the good manners of the Aryans. To be chanting the holy name of your lordship, they must have bathed at holy places of pilgrimage, studied the Vedas, and fulfilled everything required.
So here it is written that even the dog-eaters, when they chant, they become purified. So Ramanuja followed that suit, and he challenged Mayavadi philosophy of Shankaracharya. He challenged his own guru, Yadavacharya. And in the result, for the result of that, Yadavacharya conspired to kill him. And he made a big plot to kill Ramanuja when he was so young. But he was saved by, Ramanuja was saved by his own cousin whose name was Govinda. Govinda went to him and said, actually your guru is going to kill you, so you better run away. And he ran away in the middle of the night. And he didn't know where he was going, because they had gone from south to north to bathe in Ganga. And on the way, he was guided by a hunter couple. And in the middle of the night, when Ramanuja was asleep, he woke up and he asked somebody, where is Kanchipuran? He wanted to go to Kanchipuran. And this person said, Kanchipuram, this is a Kanchipuram village. And he couldn't understand how it took him months to walk to Ganga, and in two nights he was back in Kanchipuram. But that hunter couple was none other than Lakshmi Narayan, guided him towards there. And eventually Ramanujacharya left his spiritual master Yadvacharya, and he served devotees called Kanchipurna, Mahapurna, Yamunacharya, and eventually he became disciple of Yamunacharya. And when Yamunacharya left his body, his three fingers were like this when he left his body. And his devotees, they couldn't understand, why is this? So Ramanujacharya came when he found out that his spiritual master has left. And when he looked, all the other disciples, they looked at Ramanuja and said, what is the meaning of this? So Ramanujacharya went to his Guru Maharaj's lotus feet and said, I, Ramanuja, promise that I will write commentary on Vedanta Sutra and will name it Sri Bhashya. So one finger came up like that. Yeah. Then he said, I will spread the glories of Parashar on the basis of Upanishad. Then the second finger came up. And then he said, I will spread the name of the holy name throughout the world. I will spread the name. And the third finger came out. So he did all that. He read Sri Bhashya. He became the Acharya of Sri Sampradaya by spreading the holy name. And there was a pastime in Jagannath Puri as well that Lord Jagannath kicked him from Jagannath Puri to South India because he tried to establish proper deity worshipping. Lord Jagannath appeared in his dream and said, go away. I like what they do. So, and just before giving up his body, leaving his body, he gave three instructions to his disciples. Number one is always be united. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said, be united. Srila Prabhupada said, be united. If you all work as one, you will create a havoc in the world. But when we are separated, we cannot do much. Another one, he said, that always serve the Vaishnavas in the humble state of mind. Be humble when you are serving. And the third one was that study scriptures and chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Lord Chaitanya took two principles from Ramanujacharya's principles, are the concept of pure devotion. The deity worship, the concept of pure devotion, and the service of the devotees. So it's Ananya Bhakti and Bhakta Jana Seva. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took these two principles from Sri Pad Ramanujacharya. Sri Pad Ramanujacharya ki jai. I don't think we have any time for any questions, but if there are any comments or correction, I would appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the inspiring class.
Thank you. Thank you. So there are no correction? Thank you. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Sri Ramachandra Bhagwan ki jai. Gaur Premanande. Amen.